On the final day of the Olympics, the U.S. men's volleyball team beat top-ranked Brazil for the gold medal. Brazil lost to the Americans in four sets. The U.S. team was coached by Hugh McCutcheon, whose family was the target of a vicious attack at a Beijing historical site early in the games. McCutcheon characterized the volleyball gold medal as bittersweet. NPR's Howard Berkus reports from Beijing.
No one has suffered a bigger loss at the Olympics than Hugh McCutcheon. His father-in-law was killed and his mother-in-law severely injured in a random attack, but he still coached here at his family's insistence. Throughout the entire game, McCutcheon paced on the perimeter of the court and huddled with his players during timeouts. But after the final point, a powerful U.S. spike, McCutcheon grabbed his head with his hands, then slid them over his face as he walked off the court alone. He described that moment later.
It's been a very emotionally demanding couple of weeks, and after we won, and that cognition kind of sunk in. I think the filters came down a little bit. I just had to step outside and collect myself and come back.
When McCutcheon returned to the court and the players lined up to get their gold medals, he was handed a cell phone with his wife on the line. Elizabeth Bachman played Olympic volleyball herself. She was calling from Minnesota, where her mother is recovering.
You know, she said at first, she was, you won. I'm like, yeah. Nothing left to say there, you know, and we just kind of were listening to each other smile on the phone.
McCutcheon wanted to make sure reporters didn't forget his players. He'd been grooming them since he was hired 4 years ago. It had been 20 years since an American men's team won a volleyball gold medal, and they'd just beaten Olympic champion Brazil, the best team in the world. But McCutcheon couldn't escape the poignancy of the moment. At the postgame news conference, the captain of the Brazil team told the American coach he was sorry about what happened. Life, he said, was more important than volleyball. McCutcheon had his own perspective on winning a gold medal while facing tragedy.
Doesn't change it. You know, we can't bring Todd back and we can't vindicate what happened, but I can enjoy this and I can mourn Todd's death and, you know, I'll be able to deal with both of those emotions, but I just am very happy for the team and for USA Volleyball.
Coach Hugh McCutcheon is already on his way back to the United States, to Minnesota, where his wife Elizabeth is caring for her mother and where her father, Todd Bachman, will be buried Friday. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Beijing.